Yerushalmi Trumot corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Ayin Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tethvav and Medalef at the Mishnah. Hashut Fin Shetomu Zeachazeh Ubikiva Oime Trumoth Shneim Trumah Vachachamoimim Trumoth Arishoin Trumah. Partners that separate the Trumah consecutively, Ubikiva says that they are both Trumah. Since one partner cannot separate on behalf of the other without his consent, each only took Trumah for his own half, but both Trumoth are valid. And the Chacham say that only the first one is Trumah. Rabbi Yossi says that if the first one gave the required amount of truma, the second one is not truma. If not, the second one is truma. When is this the case? The Rabbi Kiva disagreed earlier, saying that the truma of both partners is truma. That's when the first partner didn't speak and gave consent to the other. But if he authorized a member of his household, or his slave, or his maidservant, and certainly his partner to separate truma, their separating is valid. Bittel imad shalai toram bittel into masa truma, imishi toram bittel to masa truma. If he cancelled his authorization, if it was before the truma was separated, the truma is invalid. If it was only afterwards, the truma is valid. Haparalim ein lahim rashus lechoim chutz min adruchos shehen metamin es hagas. Workers don't have permission to separate truma, aside from those who press grapes, in order that they remove the truma before the grapes contract truma. The Gemara says, Ma anan kaimen im b'machim afa b'kiva moide, im b'she k'she'inu b'machim afa rabbonan moidin, elakin an kaimen b'stam, b'kiva oime stamam einam b'machim, rabbonan amin stamam b'machim. The Gemara asks, what's the case of the partners? If they're expert in separating truma, even b'kiva agrees, and if not, even the rabbonan agree. The case here is that where they are regular people, Rabbi Kiva assumes that they are not experts, and Rabban assume that they are experts. Adat Rabbi Kiva, Sar Shal Rishoin, Chetzia Truma, which is they, Vechetzia Tevel, Tfula Lakol, which is they. Sar Shal Shnei Chetzia Truma, Vechetzia Tevel, Tfula Lamas is the correct answer. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Sar of the first one is half Truma and half Tevel, the Sar of the second one is half Truma and half Tevel, in that it needs its Mithus taken. Certainly the half sale of the second partner is fixed by the separating of the first one. The question is whether the second half of the first truma is exempted through the separating of the second. The Gemara answers, Aristone brought fruit and unknowingly left some of them in his sack. He then went and separated truma for the first fruit that he had taken out. The question came before Rabbi Yossi as to whether his separation also covered the fruits that remained in the sack, and he said that his intention was for all the fruit. Ma kashir tayur or kashir chavirov. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that if the first one gave the required amount of truma, the second one is not truma. If not, the second one is truma. Was he referring to the required amount of the Torah, which is 1/40th for a generous person, 1/50th for an average person, and 1/60th for a stingy person, or to the amount that the other person usually gives? In Ta'avdina Kashir Torah, should say Rabbi Yossi Kurabonon. In Ta'avdina Kashir Chaveiro, should say Leith Rabbi Yossi Kurabonon. If it's the Torah amount, Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Rabbonon and is merely explaining them. If it's that person's usual amount, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Rabbonon.